Amen. I broke my glasses right in time. I thought the choir was going to sing again. Amen. Amen. It is always good to be in the house of the Lord one more time.
Amen.
Now somebody might say, well, you know, Reverend, everybody say that. That's an old cliche. I don't mean it as a cliche, though. Amen.
Amen.
God is truly good.
Yes, he is.
And I know that I do not have lordship over my own life, but that he is the one that if I awake in the morning, it's because he has ordained it to be so. Amen. So all honor and glory goes to him. To our pastor, I want to recognize him in his absence. Amen.
Amen.
I thought this was kind of early in the year for him to be calling, but I thank God he called. Amen. Amen. I see Mrs. Woodson. Amen. I have not seen you in quite a while. Amen. It is good to be in your presence. Amen. And Joe and I are still going to take you out like we said. Amen. I don't want to hold you long. Of course, you all know that I am pastoring across the bridge there. And from here, it takes about 15 minutes. But when things aren't good, it takes about 20. So I'm not going to tarry too long. Amen. I just want to share with you some words of wisdom. Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis 3:20. I'm going to read Genesis 3:20 in the Septuagint Bible. And when I read it to you, you're going to say, well, Reverend, that's what I don't have. Well, I'm intentionally doing it so that hopefully it will stick in your mind forever what it should have read. All right? All right? Now, I'm not saying that the scriptures are wrong. I'm just saying sometimes we can give better interpretations to the scripture, all right? Are you there with me in Genesis, the third chapter, 20th verse, right? And Adam called the name of his wife, Life, because she is the mother of all the living. Can I read that again? What does yours say? Eve, Kava, that's the Hebrew for life. And when they translated it in the Greek, they put it just the way it was meant to be. So I'm going to read it again. And Adam called the name of his wife Life, because she is the mother of all living. Now that you have your Bibles open, scurry with me over to Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. Verse 32, and I'm reading it to you out of the New King James Version. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Can I read it one more time? This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. I want to speak to you on the subject, the mystery of the church. Amen?
Amen.
The mystery of the church. Let us pray. Father God, you've given me the words, but the true anointing comes from you, Father God. I ask that you open the eyes of those that are in my presence. I ask, Father God, that you open the ears of those who hear my voice. And Father God, in their hearts, we ask that it be strengthened. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I love the Old Testament. And I read it over and over and over again. And it's amazing how we always find something new. Hey, son. Amen. It is wonderful to always be enlightened. But notice what I'm saying. It takes something on our part. We must open up our Bibles. It is not enough just to have a Bible in your household. If you don't ever pick it up, you won't ever learn anything more. Let me tell you what else. If you don't ever pick it up, you don't know when somebody is telling you an untruth. And that is how people get led astray. Because they don't know the word. And just if their ears begin to tickle, oh, that sounds good. I'm going with that. Sometimes poison comes in good-looking stuff. So watch it. Amen? I have focused on in the last 6 months, chapters 2 and chapters 3 of Genesis. We know how the world was created. We understand how man was created. And we understand that woman was created out of man. Am I right or wrong? God put Adam to sleep. And he took a rib out of his side. Then tell me why, when Adam saw a woman, he said, "This is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone." Because scholars believe that when he took the rib out, it was not just a rib. There was also flesh attached to that. Can I talk to you for a little while? In other words, Eve was Adam, and Adam was Eve. Can I share something else with you? Adam had been there all the time. He didn't have a mate, so he fought. He was there all the time. But let me submit to you that she was there all the time also. Somebody might say, "What are you talking about, Gail?" Well, you didn't see Eve, but Eve was always in Adam. Can I go there?
Yeah.
Huh? God didn't have to make something new in Adam to bring out Eve. He took what was already there. Let me show you a mystery. All right? Now, we always say that the church, I wish I had time to deal with this. That the church represents the bride of Christ. All right. Let me back up a moment, because I can't miss this part. When Adam was when Eve was brought about for Adam, it was said that a man ought to leave his mother and, hello, to be with, can I put it in everyday language, his woman. All right. Watch this. We always say that the church is the bride of Christ. And Jesus stuck to that saying of leaving where he is to be with his bride. He left his heavenly abode and dwelled with us to see about his bride. You like that? You get what I'm saying, don't you? And so it makes me look at the scriptures a little bit closer, especially in Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 is one of the few household codes in the Bible. In other words, how you are supposed to run things in the house. Man is the head of the household. Now, y'all know I like walking with men. Don't tell me I can't when I know I can. Amen? And so I want to couple with you to do the work of Christ. But if I were married, hello, because see everybody in my head. If I were married, then my husband would be the head. I'm just going there. Let me read some of this household code to you. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. You know that tells me I don't have to submit to everybody. Because it does say, my own husband. For the husband is the head of the wife. I don't have no problem with that. So when I got to pick, I'm going to make sure I'm picking somebody in the Lord. Amen? All right? Because if I got to submit, I want to submit to somebody in the Lord. As also Christ is the head of the church. Watch this now. Whoever wrote this, I'm not going to argue about who wrote it. I'm not. But I believe that this is the inspired word of God, and this is what I'm going to concentrate on. And whoever wrote it made a spectacular parallel between earthly marriage and the heavenly marriage of Christ and the church. You do know that in the Old Testament, Israel was the wife of God. Huh? He said that, I am Isha. I'm your husband. All right? But in the New Testament, the church is the bride of Christ. I'm going to show you a mystery. Amen? And it's not my idea. Whoever wrote this is excellent at it. And he is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Ooh, that's hard. That's why you gotta be sure. When you're looking for your Boaz, ladies, not just anybody's gonna do. Amen? Husbands, I know men like to miss this part. They can always tell us what we're supposed to do. But now I get the chance to tell you what you're supposed to do. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. I can say back now because I know the scriptures. I don't mind submitting, but do you love me as Christ loved the church? Are you going to give your life for me? Or is it going to be all about you being the head? You see, we are one. I know it's quiet, but that's all right. And I was in you. I am a part of you. I don't care if you had to go to Jiblip to find me. I am still flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. It's the household code. I'm not going to hold you. I got to get across that bridge. That he might sanctify, let me go back and say that. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Why? That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Stay in the word and you'll get cleansed. Stay in the word, you'll become pure. Stay in the word. That he might present to himself a glorious church. That's why he left the word here. So that we can become a glorious church. Not having spot or wrinkle. Or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Watch this. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. I used to worry about that. How can you love me as your own body? But until you get that understanding that when you were created, I was already in you. The Lord just brought me to you in a certain place at a certain time. I didn't write it. Just take a look. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. So every time you mistreat your spouse, I don't care whether it's males mistreating females or females mistreating males, you are mistreating yourself because you are one. Amen. Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. I came from you. So if we're out in public and I say you are mine, don't get angry. You are, because I'm in you. Amen? He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh. You know, we consider that abnormal. I used to work in a mental institution. And if folk were cutting themselves, we knew that they had a psychological or emotional problem. Hello? Because nobody goes around and cut themselves. What you find out later is that when people are destroying their lives, it's something that they hate about who they are. Hello? And they're actually trying to cut it away. Or they're actually saying, I don't deserve to be here. Amen? And so, you know, when we are cutting away our spouse, hello, we are really saying that I'm somehow abnormal, hello, and I just want to cut away at my abnormality. Hello? But Christ don't cut the church away. Hello? Christ exercises his right to make the church better, because the church is of him. Hello? Flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. In other words, what I'm telling you is when Christ was in his heavenly abode and he had never set foot on the earth, the church was already in him. Let me go on. For we are members of his body and his flesh and his bones. I didn't write that. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother. See what he did? He went back there and got that verse in chapter 2 of Genesis. And to be joined with his wife, the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So when I go away today, if I bump into you on the street, you ought to be able to tell me I'm the bride of Christ. It does not matter whether you are male or female, as long as you are in the church, we are all one and we are the bride of Christ. Now, let me show you a mystery. I'm not going to say that the church is the new Eve. I'm still struggling with that. I know that most scholars say that Mary, the mother of Christ, especially Catholicism, is the new Eve. I'm going to leave that alone. But there's something I do know, Miss Musa. Since we are in Christ, and we are flesh of his flesh, and bone of his bone, and because we are the bride, that means we have the ability to reproduce. Watch this. Okay? Now, since I have the ability as the church to reproduce, let's look at it closely. As the bride of Christ, we are able to be like God, like Eve was, and reproduce life. Y'all don't get it. I can tell. You don't get it. Eve was called life because she was the mother of all living. If we are the bride of Christ, then we are the mother of the spiritual living. We ought to be able to conceive new life. And it's not just the preacher's job to conceive new life. We are with our husband, and he is able to produce life. And now, because we are a part of who he is, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, we can produce new life. I know we're living in a place where people are being killed every day, but I know that the church can produce new life in the spirit. And the more new life that we produce, the more that we can occupy the earth. I'm just trying to show you a mystery. That we are sitting on our power to reproduce life in Christ. It ain't about the preacher. It ain't about the pastor. It ain't about the deacon. It ain't about you being a great teacher. You ought to go out and tell somebody that my husband is the King of Kings, that my husband is the Lord of Lords, that my husband can wipe away all of your pain, that my husband... And because he's my husband, I want to conceive for him life. I'm just saying, when you love somebody, you want to have that baby. I'm just keeping it real for you. When we get with somebody, we start looking at them, wonder what our kids gonna look like. I know. People get mad at me because I tell the truth. I always say that I don't mind dating anybody ugly, but I wasn't trying to marry anybody ugly. Just in case my kids look like him. Hello? Can I go there with you? Then if we are in Christ, why are we marrying the satanic one? Because your kids might look like him. They might be slew-foot devils. I'm just saying. Since we are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Hello? Men? I got a brother. He would kill me if he... I'm so glad he ain't here. He get these women before he got married. He married to a real nice person now. Get these women and then he start trying to change them. I'm like, boy, are you crazy? What? How about you not trying to change anybody? And becoming disgusted because they not becoming what you want them to be. How about taking your time, finding somebody who meets your standard, and you ain't got to change nobody? Hello? In other words, male or female, don't go out there and get somebody unsaved and then talking about, I'm going to bring them into the church. It ain't going to never work. Then you know what else happens? And I'm going to go. You know what else happens? We have a habit of marrying folk that we want to change. Take that back. We not saved. They not saved. Somebody gets saved. And the other one hates the saved one. I'm just saying. And then they're coming to the church. And they're saying, I got a problem with my husband or my wife. Can somebody help me? I ain't getting into that. That's personal. What do you mean it's personal? We're the church. Somebody is asking for help. And you are saying it's personal. Hello? People are oftentimes living in hell behind closed doors, and you're saying it's personal. I'm sure glad Christ didn't think that way, Betty. When the ill were brought to him, he didn't say, it's personal. He laid hands on them and healed them. If he had to take time, let me show you that God takes time with folk. Peter was one fighting, cussing man. Who would have ever thought he would be head of the church? But Christ took time with him. It wasn't that when he messed up, Christ said, get out. If that were the case, every last person sitting in here, including me, would have been kicked out. But he has patience. And he says, you are flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. So when your friends are getting married, make sure that they know that they are the representatives of Christ. They didn't develop marriage. Marriage was developed by God himself. Amen? And the mystery is that he would let us, who are so weak in the flesh, represent him. Because he knew that he would keep washing us with the word. I'm going to close right here. When we are born into the earth, we are polluted. When the baby comes out, and you've been a baby all at some time or another, you were dirty, am I right, Deacon? And polluted. The nurses washed you up with water and made you presentable to your mother and your father. Hello? The church was birthed into the earth and we were polluted. But God washes us with the word to make us presentable. Hello. Tell somebody that Jesus is your balm in Gilead. Tell somebody that he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Tell somebody that your husband is king and he is going to rule eternally. Tell somebody. I just wanted to show you a mystery. Because that's what Paul writes. He wanted us to understand, stop looking at marriage just as a marriage. It's a lot more than that. If you see yourself polluted, stand to your feet, please. If you see yourself polluted, come as you are. Because our husband will clean you up by the washing of the word. Stop crying about what you are not. Because before it's all over with, you will become what you are supposed to be. I show you a mystery. Church, you are somebody. don't forget to conceive. New birth for your husband. See, we don't see the completeness of that. But if you were to read Genesis 20 and 21, where there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem, the bride will be prepared for her husband. I've shown you a mystery. I've made it plain what God can do for you. Is there anybody that wants to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior? Anybody, listen, coming to church, this church building, does not make you the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, can I go a little bit further? Putting your name on the roll at this church does not make you the bride of Christ. Actually, what makes you the bride of Christ is your sincere effort and loyalty to be married to Him. If Pastor falters, that's no excuse for you to run. If I falter and you say, I never thought Reverend Moore would do that, that's not an excuse to run.
That's right.
You see, I'm only, Diane, a paranymph for Christ. There's that word again. Uh-huh. You know what that means? In modern day, that means that there's the best man and a maid of honor. They're the paranymphs. If there is anything difficult between the bride and the groom, the paranymph's responsibility is to straighten things out so that the wedding will be perfect. So if this church, not just this church, but any church that says they are married to Christ, the leaders ought to be paranymphs.
Yes, yes.
And whatever stress is between Christ and the church, we ought to be responsible for trying to make sure that it gets smoothed out.
Yes.
So that the wedding will be all that God intended it to be. Somebody, the doors of the church are open. Somebody, is there one? What a wonderful song. He will save
you.
He will clean you up.
In spite of all the
don't wait on trying to get clean. I've never seen a baby be able to wash themselves and make themselves ready to be presented. God's word will do that.
Continue to bless
somebody.
Me.
Somebody.
Even
I'm not asking you to do anything difficult.
All of the things you've done for me. I'll say yes.
Somebody.
Lord,
may be seated.
To